My name is Cheryl Nichols, and I serve as the Director of Education and Workforce Development at the Mobile Area Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning. We know that we're living in challenging times, and we're working hard to manage our way through this crisis alongside all of our chamber members. We're working hard to provide the information and resources that will help you through today's challenges. Just to let you know, this call is muted. And because of the large number of calls, we'll take your questions by email. So if you have any questions, please email me at cnichols@mobilechamber.com. That's cnichols@mobilechamber.com. For your convenience, there's also going to be an audio recording from this morning's call that'll be posted later to our social media channels, and where you can listen to that call again at your convenience or feel free to share it accordingly. Today we're joined by our guest, Dr. Valerie D.W. James. Dr. Valerie is the Management Consultant and Chief Efficiency Officer at Vision Spot Consulting Group. Dr. Valerie spearheads the company's leadership effectiveness, operational efficiency, and talent management programs and services. Her primary industry expertise is in healthcare, utilities, and city and government agency workforce development. Dr. James, we welcome and thank you for joining us. I now turn the call over to you.
Good morning, Cheryl, and thank you and the Chamber for extending the invitation to serve as a resource this morning. And to all of you on the call, welcome, and thank you for participating. I want to wish you, your family, as well as your business, the best health now and in weeks to come. Our topic today is around shifting from the cabin fever we're experiencing to putting more time and attention towards recession-proofing your business. I'm sure that most of you, if not all of you, as well as your staff, are feeling a sense of restlessness, are experiencing a lack of patience, even burnout, largely because of the unknown. And this forced transition has taken us completely out of our comfort zone. So I would like to take this time, a few minutes of your time, to share action steps that are important for helping you recession-proof your business now and in the future. Step number one. When we talk about recession-proofing our business, I'm sure you can imagine how important it is to just pause. Pausing is important because you might have problems that could be best solved by just stopping, which could give you as well as your team the freedom to find solutions for creating better outcomes. The intentional process of stepping back to reflect and awaken and expand your strategic thinking could ignite the brilliance you have as a leader. Pausing could be just the right prescription you need right now to stop or slow down and do a top-down mental walkthrough of your business, because the processes and procedures and systems that your staff as well as yourself put in place is what helps run your business. So I ask, how do you personally as well as your leadership, business, and team want to be remembered when this is all said and done? What's the story now, and is the same story the one that you had before all this happened? And if not, what does it fit? How has it changed? By pinpointing your best customers and your best employees and key stakeholders, then asking yourself, how, if at all, should we adjust our actions to maintain the value and benefit of those relationships will be important when looking at your business from the outside in. Because a business cannot exude without people, to patronize your business or people to staff your business. Whether your business is deemed essential or non-essential, you are forced to do something differently. We all had to make rapid decisions on how to manage people, workforce, and create a high-level business plan to adjust. And in most cases, we were able to make it happen, to make it work, or adapt accordingly, even if it meant shutting down for a while. Which takes us to number two, pivot. Now more than ever before could be a phenomenal time to reset and restructure the needed shifts in your business. A few key areas to consider are your strategy, your structure, and your talent. Strategy. Hone in on your competitive advantage by assessing your strengths, weaknesses, and potential opportunities and threats as a result of this newfound normal that we're going to be experiencing. And ask yourself, what are you doing that's strategically important and difficult to substitute in the eyes of your customers? By evaluating the line items of your business that are profitable and those that are not. Then reviewing your key performance metrics to see if they still are intact. Or modify them to reach new targets for the year. By looking at your financial obligations and developing a financial contingency plan will allow you to be able to make better informed decisions regarding the needs of your financial resources. You have received several calls and emails and different information around financial resources for your business. And looking at your current obligations as well as your plan forward will give you an opportunity to really determine what those needs are and how to position yourself in the future and ensure you don't encounter additional debt. Structure. Evaluate your processes, your workflows, as well as standard operating procedures. And take out any inefficiencies and put efficiencies in place to include those realized during this transition. For example, developing policies and procedures for wellness, our safety, and remote work. This can be something that could be adopted right away to include enhancing your emergency contingency plan. Talent. Assess the capabilities of your current leadership team to ensure adequate alignment and sustainability of support as well as allegiance now and in the future. You also want to take a look at your workforce to determine if you have the right people in the right place in the right position in the organization and restructure accordingly if you happen to change your strategic direction or objectives. Number three, the final step, lean in. With isolation time upon us, now is the perfect time to lean in and work on your self-improvement as a leader by evaluating the best version of you and building self-awareness for growth. Some ideas include finding an executive coach, a mentor, and if you have one and you haven't leveraged them in a while, please do so. Another idea is to rebrand your inner circle. Think about this. We're the average of the closest five people in our circle. Successful CEOs as well as leaders surround themselves strategically with leaders who meet their needs and fill in the gaps. Be well-read. Read books and tapes. The Wall Street Journal as well as New York Times is still a good read because it provides information about the economy. Not only what we need locally is important, but understand what goes on in the world around us. Put busy time on your calendar for self-care. You are the only you your family, your business, your customers, as well as your employees have. Take care of yourself. Put me time on your calendar, just like you make time for everybody else and those impromptu meetings and you're able to fit other people in. Fit you in for this time. Think about the things that are important to you, whether it's a walk, whether it's just relaxing, or whatever the case may be, or meditation, take good care of you. And lastly, accept change now is more critical than ever before. So becoming a change agent to inspire change will be very key in weeks to come because what your people see is most likely what you're going to get. So leading by example should be one of your first call to action. And a way to do so is to become, more visible. Now more of your employees who want to hear from you. And now would be a great time to reach out to your employees, speak the truth, and give them hope and empathy to show that you care. And whatever the cadence is or frequency or consistency in your process for communicating to your staff, make sure that it's very consistent and you speak from the heart. A great example would be to use a calling post. Calling post is a remote system that does mass text messaging as well as automated calls in a matter of seconds to a large group of people. And the example of a message could be to share with your group business updates, if you have business updates. And if you don't, tell them what you're doing or what the leadership team is doing right now. And if that's not something that you're ready or prepared to share, let them know that you're thinking about them and their family and to stay safe and follow the CDC guidelines and share with them your mission again so they can see that they're connected to the mission and bring them back to purpose and let them know how important they are to the mission of your organization. And if you're thinking about how to make things different or enhance things in the wake of this transition, invite ideas. Invite them to embrace the change, as well as offer up ideas or suggestions. And for those suggestions that are implemented, reward people for their input. So in closing, remember, to shift from this quarantine cabin fever, take the time to focus on recession-proofing your business by pausing, stepping back to lead forward and achieve greater clarity in your business. Pause by making needed shifts to develop a clear picture of where you are right now to ensure a stable and more efficient operation when you're able to get back into the swing of things. And last but not least, lean in. Build your personal leadership resilience during this difficult time. And I truly believe by doing these three things, your mission is possible. Thank you, and have a super and safe weekend.
Okay, Dr. James, we thank you for joining us today. So at this time, we have some time for questions from our callers. Does anybody have any questions that they would like to ask of Dr. James at this time? Okay. Well, if you have any questions for Dr. James, how can listeners get in touch with you, Dr. James?
Sure. They can reach me directly at 310-704-0510. My email address is dr.valerie@vscleadership.com. That's V as in Victory, S as in Sam, C as in Cook, leadership.com.
Okay, we appreciate that. So do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up the call?
Sure. If any of the callers would like to receive a complimentary assessment to stress test their business, are used as a planning tool for maybe a remote leadership strategic planning retreat, feel free to put your information in the comments or reach out to me directly. I truly enjoy helping leaders build a more sustainable business by linking their strategy, structure, and talent to maximize their operational efficiency as well as deliver quality outcomes, and would be elated to connect with you. So please feel free to give me a call, and I can send that information to you directly. Send it to Cheryl, and it could be handed out that way as well.
Okay, appreciate that. We just unmuted the phone line, so I'll ask one last time.
The conference is now in talk mode.
Okay, thank you. So if anybody has any questions for Dr. James, the calls have now been unmuted. So if anybody has any questions for her, please feel free to ask them at this time. Okay. Well, once again, perhaps you'll have some questions when you have some time to digest what she shared with us today, and you can feel free to either call her or email her, or as she mentioned earlier, you can email me to get a copy of the assessment. So we thank you again for your time and for being our guest, Dr. James. And as we mentioned earlier, this call has been recorded, and it will be posted to the Chamber's social media channels. And as a reminder, you'll find the latest resources and assistance related to COVID-19 on the Chamber's website at mobilechamber.com. Thank you for calling today, and we thank you so much for your membership as part of being the Mobile Chamber Area of Commerce. Thank you, and have a great day.